And our second objective, if we were lucky enough to survive the first, was to engage the enemy in face-to-face, hand-to-hand combat. In other words, it was our job to clear the ranch of all monsters. Yes, it was a bold plan, a dangerous plan. I knew that our odds of surviving the mission weren't so great, but, well, when I signed on as head of ranch security, I knew the job would be no bed of nails, no bed of rose petals. I knew it would be no flower bed. I knew the bed would be full of, wait, hold everything, eternal bed springs. Remember that? Was this some kind of clue that might blow the case wide open? No, it meant nothing. Forget it. This promised to be a very dangerous mission, is the point, and it would have nothing to do with beds or rose bushes. I knew there was a high risk that we would never, well, never come back alive. Might as well blurt it out. But that's what cowdogs do. We live our lives as long as we can, and then we go down fighting for the ranch. Was I nervous? Scared? Not even a little. Okay, maybe I was just a tad nervous. Maybe even scared. Who wouldn't have been scared? You saw that horrible monster, right? It was not only enormous and disguised as a road grader, but it was also wearing a coat of armored steel plate. Could our Barco lasers penetrate that steel plating? Would our Fang missiles be strong enough to disable the huge tires? Those were the questions that filled my mind as I struggled to prepare myself for the upcoming battle. Unfortunately, we had no answers. And questions that have no answers are like something. Anyways, we crept forward, moving on paws that made not a sound. 30 liters north of the house, I halted the column. Typically, Drover ran into me because he wasn't paying attention. He does it every time. I scouted the terrapin ahead. The terrain, shall we say. Terrapins are turtles, don't you see? And have nothing to do with... Never mind. I scouted these so forth and suddenly realized that the road monster hadn't gone to the house, as you might have expected, but had gone instead to the machine shed. Do you see the meaning of this? I didn't. I found it confusing. I mean, why would a monster... Once again, we didn't have any answers. But we would soon find out. Since we were observing strict radio silence, I gave Drover hand signals to indicate that we would now move towards the machine shed. You won't believe this. I guess the little stoop thought I was, well, waving at him or something, so he grinned and waved back. I dropped my voice to a whisper. What are you doing? Well, I thought, were you waving at me? No, I was not. I was giving you secret hand signals. I'll be darned. What do they mean? Drover, if I have to tell you what they mean, there's no point in giving them. I'll flash the signals one more time, and please try to concentrate.
I flashed him the signals again. He rolled his eyes and appeared to be concentrating.
Well, let's see here. You said it's time for a nice long nap?